Okay, today's daf is Beitza Yerushalmi daf Chaf Hey. As we continue here in this parak of Parak Yontif and related issues to Eruv Tavshilin, which comes up at the beginning of today's daf, and we just had the three, we're on daf Chaf Gimel and the Oz Vahadar, the three Nihugim that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir Kedivir Beishamai. And as we said, Pashup Shad, it must be before the Baskol and before the Din was laid down that if you follow Beishamai, it's a negative. Either you're not supposed to or it's dangerous, like Rabbi Tarfon in the beginning of Shas, Sikanti Ba'atzmi, Rabbi Alistim, Sha'avarti al Divir Beishamai. But this Rabbi Gamliel must have been before that time, before the halacha was laid down. As we saw in the past couple of dafim also, that, you know, earlier in history, Beis Shammai was trying to get the halacha be nikva like them, and the Beba Ben Buta was the Talmud of Beis Shammai, had the other Mesorah, that the halacha should be like Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, Shalosh Shanim, 3 years, the Gemara in Erevin, that they were trying to be Koveya. Okay, but either way, these are the three minhagim, three nihugim that Rabbi Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah said, there's no hatmana of chamin, im tomen and asachamin be yantav l'shabbos. They didn't do hatmana from yantav to Shabbos. They didn't pick up this menorah on yantav, and they didn't make thick breads. They only made thin breads. Rabbi Gamliel says, Mimeim Shabbos Abba, they never made these repeats that he always made when he grew up. He only had thin breads. And they said to Rabbi Gamliel, well, that's not a raya because they were machmer for themselves, but they allowed other people to make the thick breads. That is the three. So let's talk about each of these. So first the Gemara talks about the first one, Hatmana. So Rabbi Gamliel said that his family, he was not matmin, insulated. He didn't insulate and warm up hot water. Let's say it was Yantif was Friday. He did not warm up hot water on Yantif to use for Shabbos. He didn't use that. Why wouldn't he use it? Why wouldn't he do that? So the Gemara says, Abba bar Rav Chuna Amar, Hada de Tamar. When do we say that Beis Shammai was machmir? We'll follow this Chumra Beis Shammai. When do we say that there's a machlokas? Bishalawasal Eruv Tavshilin. If there was no Eruv Tavshilin made, the Eruv Tavshilin made. So this is talking about Yantif to Shabbos. This is the topic of our parak. And therefore Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to prepare for Yantif to Shabbos, including this Hatmana. And that Beis Hillel would say, no, this is allowed even without Eruv Tavshilin. Why? Because as we saw a couple of days ago, Kedei Chayav, right? Basic needs, one is allowed even without an Eruv Tavshilin. And this would be considered basic needs. Some hot water, right? That was what the Gemara said a couple of days ago. We had Rabbi Yitzchak with Sole Adag, Rav Chuna warm up the water, right, towards the beginning of the parak. And Shmuel was Malak Loas Aner, right, the second half of the parak. So that's basic. So Beis Hillel would say, you don't need an Eruv Tavshilin for that. So says the Gemara, when do we say that Rabbi Shammai was Aser Lahatzman Chamin? That's only if there was no Eruv Tavshilin made. Avalim Aser Eruv Tavshilin Mutter. But if there was Eruv Tavshilin made, then it's mutter. Even more is allowed just to be matzmin. So that's the difference between the two. So says the Gemara, we'll talk about Hatmana. Says the Gemara, 1 second. But the Mishnah sounds like only chamin, hot water, is what's a problem. Why does it say chamin? Why does it say in Toman anything? So it sounds like only chamin, says the Charedim, this diuk, umi delo ifligu ela b'chamin, from the fact that only chamin is discussed, mashma hashar mili sharu rabban Beis Shammai, b'shem k'tei chayav. It's mashma that Beis Shammai allows other foods, like basic cooked dishes, he would allow that. Just like Beis Hillel allows the hot water, the chamin, even without an Eruv Tavshilin, so Beis Shammai would allow other foods. The chamin asru l'chamin b'yantif. Only chamin would be a problem. Ula hatzmin on l'shabbos and be matzah to insulate it for Shabbos day. Dark olish dos mehem elurchos but raglav, because it's not common. Says the Charedim, it must not be common to drink from the hot water that was insulated, but only to wash one's feet. V'lochash of chayav l'Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai doesn't think that's kedei chayav. Doesn't think that's basic human need, and therefore he would not allow. Beis Hillel sharu rapa chamin, and Beis Hillel allows even chamin. So that's the diuk in the Gemara, that's implicit, that we're going to just talk about right now, says the Charedim. Again, according to Beis Shammai, it sounds like only Chamin is the issue, that you wouldn't be allowed to be insulate on Yantav to Shabbos, but other cooked items, Mavushal, Tavshil, would be allowed. So now the Gemara's question is, why is there such a difference? Why is there such a difference? Ma ben Tavshil, ma ben Chamin. Why would Beis Shammai allow Tavshil without an Eruv Tavshilin, and not allow chamin without an Eruv Tavshilin? That's the question according to the Charedim. Answer, tafshil darka locha mimenu. A tafshil, a cooked item, if I'm cooking on Friday, which is yantif, and I make a tafshil, there's a chance that I could taste some of it today. Darka locha mimenu. There's a chance that I'll have some of it today, and therefore, it's not nika that you're doing this for Shabbos. Even when we say, when Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to have kidei chayav, it's got to be in a way that it looks like it could be that you're cooking just for today. Tarko, tafshil darko lochla mimenu, says the Korban Aida. Tafshil darko lochla mimenu be'erev Shabbos. Vahavile ka'osa liyantif. Right, you make a potato kugel on Shabbos, but you know, if it's erev Shabbos, then you're going to take some of it. It's vahavile ka'osa liyantif is ki'ilu. V'lo muchacha milsa del Shabbos ka'avik. It's not 100% clear that you're making it for Shabbos. So therefore, that's why it's allowed without the Erev Tafshil and Viskei Chayev. Back to the Gemara. Chamin ain't darko lishos mehen. If I insulate hot water on Friday afternoon, I'm going to use that for Friday? No, that's clear. That's clear. That's not for Friday. That's for Shabbos, and that's why that's nikar that it's for Shabbos, and that's why you would need an Erev Tafshil. That's the difference between Chamin and Tafshil according to the way that the Mefarshim read the Gemara. In general, Hatmana, this is Hatmana on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. Hatmana in general, we know, is a big topic, a very Lamaisa topic. We know that there are three areas of Isuri Durabanan of Bishul on Shabbos. Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. Right, discussed in the third and the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos. Hatmana gets his own parak. Bameh tomnin, bameh ein tomnin. Shehiya, how am I allowed to leave on food on heat sources before Shabbos? That's Shehiya, lahashos. Hachzara, how am I allowed to return items to heat sources on Shabbos? That's Hachzara, lahachzir, all the five conditions of Hachzara. And Hatmana straddles the fence. Both. There's Hatmana on Erev Shabbos. That's Hatmana on Shabbos, right? What's mutter, what's allowed? Hatmana before Shabbos is usher only in the davar hamosif hevel, something that adds heat. And the Hatmana on Shabbos is only usher, even usher in the davar ha-ma'amid hevel, even something that just retains the heat. But Hatmana has many, many limitations. You know, what's called insulation? Just putting a towel, sometimes people would put some food, let's say warm up the challahs, put two challahs on top of the challah pot and you put a towel over it in order to keep it warm. Or there are Shabbos plata covers where you put over all the food. Is that insulation? Is that Hatmana? The answer is no. Because Hatmana requires total covering from all sides. It's totally covered and there's no airspace. There's no airspace. If I wrap something up, let's say I have a challah and I wrap it up tightly in a towel, no airspace, and then I would put it on top of a heat source. So that could be hatmana bedavar habosif. It could be that that's not hatmana either, because the hatmana there, hatmana means you wrap a kli with the food in it. That's just wrapping the food. If you put a schnitzel in tinfoil and then put it on top of the crock pot, that's not hatmana. Right? Why are you putting the food in the tinfoil? Right? It could be because you just don't want it to fall apart. So a towel might be different because a towel around a challah, you're not putting it in there to fall apart. You're keeping it to insulate more, so it could be more of an issue. But most of the time, we're not wrapping so tightly in that. There are other limitations of hatmana. Right? As I said, it has to be total, no airspace inside, like a warming drawer, the ones that that people use on Shabbos, so a warming drawer, there's no hatmana in there, because hatmana is, you have the issues of hachzara might come up, but there's airspace in there. So there's no hatmana. This is the issue that the last psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman about crockpots. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt at the end of his life that a crockpot could be an issue of hatmana. What do you mean a crockpot? You have the insert that that you put into the crockpot, and the question is that an issue of hatmana? Do you have to raise it? For someone's almost psak, they have to put something on the bottom to raise up the crock pot a little bit for hatmana. You might also have to line the inside of the crock pot for hachzara purposes to create a covered fire, but the hatmana issue is the one that he says to raise it up a little bit. But what do you mean? Two issues. Number one, some poskim say the insert that you put in doesn't go straight down. It goes in a little bit. I don't remember if that's convex or concave, but either way, it goes in a little bit, and therefore there's airspace in there. So maybe that's not an issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman must hold that that's the normal way of cooking. So it's not like there's airspace on purpose, right? That's the normal way. So maybe that airspace wouldn't be a heter. But the other heter is that the other reason that some poskim argue or some zalman is that the Ramah's lashon is megula lamal is mutter. Right? If you stick the Ramah's cases, if you stick a pot into coals before Shabbos, you can't move coals on Shabbos, but let's say you stick it in beforehand. If the top is open, so then it's not hatmana because it's not surrounded on top. In a crock pot, it's not surrounded on top. You have the pot cover, but that's not called hatmana. That's to be mutman surrounding that. So there are those that say, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is Megula Lamala. What would Rosh Shlomo Zalman answer? Megula Lamala is only a problem, is only an allowance, but it's not supposed to be Megula Lamala. If it's supposed to be Megula Lamala, so then there's no issue. There's no heter because this is the way it's supposed to be. There's a lot more in Hatmana only Nikli Rishon, but this is what is mentioned by Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. He wasn't Matmin from Yantav to Shabbos, not for Hatmana Hilcha Shabbos reasons, but for Hilchos Zilzul Yantav or Zilzul Shabbos Erev Tavshilin reasons. All right, so the Gemara says there's a chilek between a Tavshilin Chav and anything that could be looked at as a useful on Yantav on that Friday, so that would be allowed. Good, we continue. Ein Zokfin, what's the second Nihug that Rabbi Gamliel did? He didn't stand up the menorah on Yantif, which again sounds like what, you just pick up a candelabra, you can't lift up something that fell down, why should that be a problem? Ein Zokfin, can't stand up. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean to stand up, it means to put together, to attach. Ein Zokfin, it's a menorah Yantif, hadadat amar menorah shal prakim. When does Beis Shammai say this? By a menorah of prakim. Right, where there's different parts and you're putting it together, and Beis Shammai holds Karmana Eda, Yesh, Binyan, Bekalim. Big machlokas in the Gemara and the Rishonim. There is a Malacha Bona. You might have thought Bona is only by Dvarim HaMufubarim Lakarka and large items, but no, says Beis Shammai, even when it comes to Kalim. This came up recently here as well. So Beis Shammai says, Yesh Binyan Bekalim, and Beis Hillel allows it because of Ein Binyan Bekalim. Aval Benor Sheinu Shabrakam Lo Bada, but if it wasn't a menorah that you put together, that even Beis Shammai would agree that's about to stand something up, right? That's the chilek. Kadad Tamudi Rabbi Yosi Haviyasve, like the Tamidim of Rabbi Yosi were sitting, Naflus Menarta Kumeon, the menorah fell down in front of them. Vavikol Chad Vachad Shaman Garmi, each one of them slowly left. Each one of them ran away. Va'arak and ran wide. They were machmer on themselves. They didn't want to get into this issue about putting up a menorah, and therefore they one by one left. So you can see in the Charedim, v'nishmetu ubarchu she yantif haya, it was yantif hayu yureim shema yavo Rabbi Yosi shabba beis hamedrash. Maybe Rabbi Yosi, these were the students of Rabbi Yosi, they were already, maybe Rabbi Yosi was going to come to the beis hamedrash shabo nafla, where it fell down, v'yomer lem sheyachziru, and the Rebbe would tell them put it back. V'hei machmir halatzman, they're more machmir than their Rebbe. K'divrei Beis Shammai k'mosha haya machmir Rabbi Gamliel. Right, just like Rabbi Gamliel was machmer, so for whatever reason, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yosi were also machmer, and they didn't want their Rebbe to tell them, because then they would have to listen, and therefore they ran out. They ran out, says the Karbon Eda also, La Rasa La Haris, La Lissa Lahatar. They weren't sure, so they just, you know, they ran out, they didn't want to get into the situation. The issue of Binyan and Seir Bekalim, you know, the Gemara here presents it, as elsewhere, between a machlokas, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Yesh Binyan Bekalim, Beis Hillel says, Ein Binyan Bekalim. There is a question that the Rishonim asked. Tosfos here in Beis and Achav Beis asks, in the Ritva elsewhere, the sugya comes up here in Beis Achav Beis and in Shabbos Daf Mem Vav. Sounds like from here that we, the Ein Binyan Bekalim. Okay, so Beis Hillel would be Mekel. The problem is that the Gemara in Shabbos there, Daf Mem Vav, seems to quote that a menorah that you're putting together, even Beis Hillel would agree that there's a problem. Vim Tomar, this is Tosfos here, Beis Achav Beis. Vim Tomar, Vah B'Shabbos, B'Menorah Shel Choli, Yis Koli Amalo Pligi Da'aser. Even Beis Hillel says it's Aser. So, how could our Gemara give off, and that Gemara, the Gemara here, and the Bavli also, right? I'll read the Bavli, right? The Dein Zokfin B'Yantif, right? That's the Menorah B'Yantif. So, as the Bavli say here, Achav Beis, when Alef Maika Ovid, Amrev Chid Nabar's Bisna, Hacha, B'Menorah Shel Choli, Yis Askinan, D'Mechzi, Kabona, the Beis Shammai Savri Yesh Binyan Bekalim, Beis Hillel Savri Ein Binyan Bekalim. Right, that's the Ein Binyan Yesh Binyan Bekalim Yesh Stira Bekalim. Beis Hillel Omer Ein Binyan Bekalim Ein Stira Bekalim. So that's the Gemaras. The Gemara says, but one second, there are other Gemaras that seem to say, even Beis Hillel agrees, that there's a problem by some Kalim. Vim Tomar, Baba Shabbos, Ben Rosh HaFuli, Yisgul Yamalo, Pligi Da Asur, the Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos. Two answers. Number one, Tehasa Mayri B'Shabbos, V'Hacha Mayri B'Yantif, V'lo Hechmiru Chachamim, Hoel V'Ein Binyin B'Kalim. Tosfos is his first answer. This whole issue is on the Drabana level. Sounds like from Tosfos, right? Binyan is here as a Durabana. The question is, when will the Rabbana Machmir? And when will they make? Oh, so suggest Tosfos, they were Machmir by Shabbos, right? Where Binyan is an Isser Skila, so therefore the Durabanan of Binyan Mekalim, they were Machmir by Shabbos. Wow. And by Yantif not. So the cases are all the same. Beis Hillel would say, Yesh Binyan Mekalim by Shabbos. And Ein Binyan Mekalim only by Yantif. And Beis Shammai says, no, even Binyan Mekalim by Yantif. Answer one. Inami says Tosfos Yishlomar Tahasamayri Shekula Shalchulios. That is different types of kalim. Over there, Shabbos Memvav, we're talking about a case where you put the whole thing together. Umefarkin osa evarim evarim. And you take it apart. It sounds like a more serious of a kli that the whole thing you take you have to take apart and put together. So it sounds like you're putting the whole thing together. That's where it's a problem. That's where Beis Hillel agrees binyan. Aval hacha mayri shein chaser rak. Lehakimaksas. Here it's basically put together. You're finishing the job. Lehakimaksas. Ve'ena ba'alas evarim. Tukulam uchuberesi. It's basically attached and you're just like kind of fitting the pieces into each other. But they're attached even before you start. That's where Beis Hillel says, Ein Binyan Mekalim, and Beis Shammai says, Yesh Binyan Mekalim. But if you have to put the whole thing together, that's Binyan. Tosfos says it's also in Shabbos. Daf Kuf Beis. Tosfos says, the beginning of Parakabona, where this is, discussed. Tosfos says, Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. Tosfos says there, again, asking the question about Binyan Vekila, Binyan and Sira, because this is the Gemara there. Kuf Beis, Amid Beis has different types of Kalim. And the Gemara there is Lashon is Chayiv and Pater, Mishumbone, right, which is against the first day of the Tosfos and Beitza. First day of, and here in Beitza, it sounds like the whole thing is a Drabana discussion. But the Gemara there, and then Shabbos Kuf Beis, Hai Mandem Ayl Shufta Bekufina, if you put a little bolt into a handle of a kli, Rav Amar Chayiv Mishambone. Wow. So the Gemara says, Tosfos, V'yavagat the Kamalim Binyan Mekalim, how could the Gemara talk about Chayiv Mishambone by this Kalim? V'yavagat the Kamalim, even though we pass Kamalim Binyan Mekalim like Beis Hillel, Omeri, Shabbos Kuf Beis, Tahainu Davka Bahachzoras Batei Trisin. When do we say Binyan Mekalim? Where you're putting back the boards, Obi Menorah Shal Chulios, or a menorah that is already somewhat together, that you're putting together more. Aval Binyan Gamur Mechayev Bekalim, Kemo Bakarka. But if it's totally putting together, Yesh Meayin, so then you're Chayev, just like Karka. Kidda Amrinan, like, he quotes the Gemara Shabbos, so Parakira, Gabi Mita Shaltarsiyim, Imtaka Chayev Chatas, Umachzir Kene Menorah Chayev Chatas. The Karanagav, In Chilik Ben Kalim Lakarka, El Bamakam, She'ein Chizik V'umnis. When is there a Chilik between Kalim and Karka? Where it's not professional, it's not permanent in that way. Debekli Lo Chashiv Binyan, Ubakarka Chashiv Binyan. Right, that's where there's a difference. If it's not a serious type of Binyan, but if it's a serious type of Binyan, then it's Chayev even for. Even for Kalim. So Tosfos, and again the Tosfos here as a second answer, was the chilik between our Gemara, which says Beis Hillel holds Ein Binyan Mekalim, and the other Gemaras that give off the impression of Yesh, either Shabbos and Yantif, first day of Tosfos, in Beis HaChabeis, or different types of permanence and different types of seriousness of the building. If you look in the Ritva in Shabbos Ben Vav, another approach, Pirish. The Amar of Abishal Chulias Pirish V'Avagav the Kaim Alam Kaim Aduchti Ritva Membav the Ein Binyan Mistira BeKalim Asrinan Hacha Shema Yiska Tahavi LeTolda Demaka BePatish. Maybe like the first day of Tosfos, it is a Drabanan, but the issue is, are you going to be Gozer Bishum doing it in a more serious fashion? Hacha Shema Yiska Davi Tolda Demaka BePatish VeUrcha Dechom Menora Gedola BeTkia Ulhachi Parchina Demkin My Time Aduris Lakas Asher BeKtana. He's bechal between big ones and small ones, similar to the first day of Tosfos. But that is the Ritva in Shabbos on Daf Memvav. Okay, let's continue. So this was all number two issue in our Mishnah. So the first issue in our Mishnah was the Hatmana. Second issue was the Zekifas Menorah. And now we get to the third. Ein Ofen Pitan Gritzos Al Rakikin. Bishabe Reb Gadol said, my family only made thin little wafers, thin little cookies. Why? Mitok Sha'at Miyago, since the minhag was only to make thin ones, which are harder. Right, it's harder, it's more tircha to make. If you make big ones, you just slop it in the oven, like we said, and you're good. But here, if you have to make thin ones, you have to separate the doughs, so it's a lot of work. So because it's a lot of work, afuena ofel tzarcho. That's a way to limit how much people bake, and you're only going to bake for what you need today, because it's such a big tircha. Again, what do you mean? Isn't there, didn't we have in the sugya earlier, marbe b'shiurin? Marbe Shiurin, Rav Shimon Elazar said, even if separate cakes, because it's better for the oven, so either this is against Rav Shimon Elazar, because he had said, you know, you're not allowed to fill up the oven, it's better for the loaves, or your choshesh, b'shamesh choshesh, that you might use more than one oven, right? If you're able to do it so easily, you might leave more than one, and there's no Rav Shiurin by two ovens, as we said, right? Maybe within one pot, within one oven, right? That's a Rav Shiurin, which is mutter. But in an extra oven, that would not be. And that's what we're worried about. That's what the Sefer Charedim says. Chayshi beishamai shema yase harbe achi yitztarech lefos b'shnei tanurim. You might want to use two ovens. Ubeisol matirin lasos pita gedolim. Beisol says, no, you can make big ones. Delo chayshi sheyavar v'yofe kolkach. He's not choshesh that one would bake like that. Kach kasav haramban v'haram psachim. He quotes that from Perek Kol Shav. So this was the third minhag that the Rebbe Gamliel went. So Rav Acha Shavala Minhada, Rav Acha, the Gemara is now just talking about the last word in the Mishnah. But the last word says the Gemara, said the Mishnah, that they said back to Rebbe Gamliel, well, what do you want? The whole world is Mekel. Your family was machmer on themselves, but really they said everyone else can make big loaves. So how do you say big loaves? The Mishnah said, Piton Gritzos Vachari. Vachari, that's in our Mishnah, or Vachori. So the Gemara is going to say Vachori is a lashon of big, of big. Where do you see that from? Rav Acha Shavalam and Adah. Umachari ha'af ha'gadol hazeh. So you see the word chari in the word, with the word gadol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Musar at the end of Sefer Dvarim, ha'gadol hazeh. V'rabbanan shamin la min hadah. And the Rabbanan got it from this pasuk, right at the end, of the Yosef story, Parshas Miketz, Vihinei Shlosha Sale Chori Al Roshi. I had three baskets by the Sar HaOfim, three baskets of bread on my head. Yeah, how does that prove anything? Well, Lachora, Farshim say, Para must have had big baskets and big breads. He was the king. So that's how you know it's big. Chori also is related to big. That's the, look in the Charedim. Shlosha Sale Chori, Klomar, Chararos Gedolos, Haruyos Lamelech. Bipas para melech bitzrai mishtoikra. Which we're talking about, the breads that were roi for a king, fit for a king, they must be big in those baskets. That's how lashon of big. The whole Yosef story, I think I once heard, Rav Asher Weiss quote from his mother. If you think about the whole story of Yosef, when did the Geula start? When did the Geula start, and what was the trigger for the whole Geula to start? So it's when Yosef was taken out of the pit. Vayiritzu min habor, that's when the beginning of the process started, of saving the brothers and the brothers getting back together. Vayiritzu min habor. When were they ritzu min habor? It was because Yosef ended up in the jail. What brought Yosef into the jail? The fact that he listened to the dreams and he saw somebody else was upset. He said to them, right, your faces are sad, something's bothering you. The whole beginning of the process is when Yosef sees their faces and says, is everything okay? Can I help? When he says that to the Sar HaOfim and the Sar HaMashkim, that's the beginning. The beginning of Geula happens when we start thinking about other people's feelings and trying to help them and bring them up. The whole thing started when Yosef turns to them and says, Nu, how could I help you? Something seems to be bothering you. That's the Sar HaOfim and the Sar HaMashkim and the dreams. There are other stages also. We could talk more about the Yosef story, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Afu Amar Shlosha Dvarim LaHakel. Even though Rabbi Gamliel was machmir in three areas, like Beishamai, but in three ways he was mekel and he was not machmir. like Beis Shammai. Mechabdin bein hamitos. Number one, they, the family of Rabbi Gamliel, they had beds, and somebody used to eat on breads, eat on the beds, and there were crumbs that fell between the beds. So he used to sweep that area. He used to sweep that area, as we'll see, the Chachamim or Machmer in each of these cases. But he used to sweep the area. Why? As we'll see, because it was a very small area. They weren't worried about Hashvayas Gumos of the, you know, in general, you're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor outside on Shabbos because, or Yantif, because you might come to fill in the holes if you see the floor is not flat. So, but here, because it's a small area, he allowed it. Karban Aida, umibneshu, makom muat, lo chashu shemayash vegumos. I'm quoting that from the Rav Bartanura. So, they were machabed as amitos. Umanich as a mugmar b'yantif. And also, on Yantif, they were maniach mugmar. They had some hot coals and they used to put spices on it in order to burn them and then make the whole house smell very good. That's micha nichra the mugmar. They did that for included in ochel nefesh or included in mitoch. Either way, they put these spices on in order to be able to make everything smell good. Why would the Chacham argue on that? Why? Because maybe that's not shavel ochel nefesh. As we said, the ochel nefesh has to be some type of need that is common. So it wasn't shavel ochel nefesh, that's why they wouldn't allow it. Vosa gedim akulis b'lay lipsachem. And also, Rabbi Gamliel allowed gedim akulis on Pesach night, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, on Pesach night in the Beis HaMikdash, he allowed everybody to eat meat, a gedi, which is the exact animal that was used for the Karban Pesach. Makulas, you take the innards and you put it onto the head. So it kind of looks like a helmet, a gedi makulas. A gedi makulas, he allowed Bnei Yisrael to eat this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it kind of looks like the Karban. And it's nireh ke'ochel kachin b'chutz. No, he wasn't worried about that. So those are the three heterim where Rabbi Gamliel was meikel, v'chacham mosrim, and acham asered in each of these. Again, number one, they were worried about hashvayas gumos. Number two, they thought mugmar was not a davar hashava l'chol nefesh. See the carbon eida? U'mugmar delav tzarech l'chol nefesh, elo l'mefunakim u'me'unagim. Only for those special people that needed it. And then the last one is because of the nira kolchol kachim machutz. So shabbos yirag amliyah mechabin es ben amitos. There are different mesoras about the story. The following gemara has a different mesora about Rabbi Gamliel. So our mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel used to sweep between the beds. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok pabim harbe achad yitzur Rabbi Gamliel. Often I ate it by Rabbi Gamliel. Lohay mechad ben amitos. They wouldn't sweep between the beds. Ella, rather what they do sadidim hayu parson al gabi aret. They used to put sheets on the ground between the beds. And the crumbs fell on the sheets. The kivin shayu archim yotzim. And once the guests went and, left, they used to just pick up the sheets and throw them out. So they didn't have to sweep. They didn't have to rely on that. Amrulos, they said to that version, they said to Rabbi Bar Tzadok, who had that version of Rabbi Gamliel, imkein apa shabbos b'toron lasos kein. That's what they did. And that's what's Rabbi Gamliel was makel there. That would even be mutar on Shabbos. Right, that can't be the story. That can't be the version of what Rabbi Gamliel did, because that's obviously mutter. Right, picking up sheets and throwing them out, there has to be a chiddush of what he did. So therefore, they argued with that version. They think no, there was actual sweeping going on. That's number one. Number two, Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel hayamachnisan es hamugmar b'megufa. Rabbi Gamliel, unlike the version of the Mishnah, in the Mishnah the version was that they brought coals in and they put some spices on top of the coals. A megufa is some other type of sealed utensil, and they used to put the spices onto the hot coals before Yontif. And then on Yontif, all he did was to bring that in and take off the cover. And then all of a sudden, the whole house, the aroma wafted, and everything smelled great. Again, a different version. He just brought in this sealed kli. I flipped it. The first one is that they brought it in the Magufa, and they did that on Yantif. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says, no, they did that before Yantif. Ella, pardiskim hayim ashtin me'erav Yantif. Once the guests came in, hayim postkonosan, they used to open it after they put the coals on before Yantif, not on Yantif. Amrilo, and again, the student said, imkein apa Shabbos b'toron lasos kein. No, that can't be what they did, because that would be even b'toron Shabbos. That wouldn't be subject to argument. And therefore, says the Gemara, says the Talmidim to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, that can't be the version. That's number two. And finally, the third. Osen gedim makulos b'lei lipsachim, l'chacham osrim. The Rabbi Gamliel allowed them to make this, to use the gedi, the same animal that was used for Karban Pesach, put the innards on top of its head, which is like a helmet, and you don't have to be worried about nira ki achilas kachim b'chutz. And the chamarget on all three. So the Gemara describes eze ogdi makulis. What's a gdi makulis? What's the iser kulotzli? Only if it's totally roasted. If it's not totally roasted, it doesn't look like the carbon pesach. Or it has to be totally roasted, and it'll be mutter. Rosh al cross head on the innards on its head. Shalak b'mikzas v'bishal b'mikzas. But if some of it was cooked, it was partially cooked, partially roasted, that's not a problem. Ein ze gedi makulis. It only looks like achilas kachem b'chutz if it's exactly how it was done b'chutz. Like kulotzli. Machrisim, and the Gemara adds, Machrisim, Gedidim, Makulas, Beleli, Yantav, Harishon, Shal Chag. You're allowed to eat, even the Chacham agree, you could eat this on the first night of Sukkot. Or Beleli, Yantav, Akron, Shal Pesach, or the last night of Pesach. We're not gozer that if you eat it on the first night of Sukkot, you'll come to eat it on the first night of Pesach. Or the last night of Pesach, or the first night of Pesach. Machrisim, Egel, Makulas, Beleli, Yantav, Harishon, Shal Pesach. And also, you could eat an Egel. An Egel is a calf. You can't use a calf for the current Pesach. So one is allowed to eat an Egel Makulas on the first night of Pesach, according to everybody. Avalo Gdi Makulas, just the Gdi Makulas is the one that will not be allowed. Just to finish, remember talking about roasting the current Pesach, remember that fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Korban Pesach, where the Rambam and the Ravid in the last perek discuss, we know you're supposed to roast the current Pesach whole. That's the halacha. So the Rambam says, literally, you roast it whole, including the Gid Hanasha is still in there. And you take that out afterwards. Says the Rambam, and when you get to the Gid Hanasha, the Rambam says, you take it out, all the other sinews and other parts of the animal that you don't eat during the eating, so you take it out, but you don't do nikur, like usually you do nikur to get out all the get a nasha and it's in the surrounding parts of it before you roast it. Says the Rambam, no, not b'karban Pesach. Says the Ravid, solonoso shalem chaye roshi ein iser gadol mizeh. I don't know anything that's more usser, says the Ravid. She yitzle mi Pesach im giranasha vim shamno vim tarba the tutei mamana vim kruma shabarosh. And then he has this amazing line. Vim ezgeva ochal Pesach. If I'm zoche, says the Ravid, to eat the karan Pesach, viyavi lefanai kazeh, and somebody brings me a karan Pesach like the Rambam prepared it, ha'isi chovto b'karka lefanav. I'd throw it on the floor. Not interested in eating that karan Pesach. So that's the Ravid. As we know, we don't know the personality of too many of the Rishonim. A few of them we know. The Ravid we know. The Ravid we know. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam we know a little bit. But this is the Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll start with Todos Ishromi, what he did with the Gdi Makulas and his allowance and what the Chachamim thought of that.